This is an interview with Miss Kitty Thomas. The date is August 22nd, 2002, in Danville, Kentucky. The interviewer is Mike Jones from the Kentucky Historical Society. Miss Thomas, when and where were you born?
I was born in Danville, Kentucky, 1959. My residence was Stamford, Kentucky.
Okay. Did you grow up here?
Yes.
What schools did you attend?
I went to Crabridge Elementary School. Then I went to Crabridge High School. And then with Consolidated, I went to Lincoln County High School in Stamford.
Brothers, sisters?
Two brothers and one sister.
Older, younger?
I have older brother, an older sister, and a younger brother.
When did you first become interested in the military?
I was actually attending, I received a scholarship to Kentucky State University, and while I was there, I really wasn't sure, still wasn't sure what I wanted to major in. So I transferred to another college, which was the University of Louisville, and at that particular time, for me, money got sort of tight, so I just really wanted to quit school altogether and basically find a job. And my uncle was very inspirational in me joining the military. He just said, why don't you, you know, join the Air Force, because he was, at the time, he had just retired from the military himself, from the Air Force. So he told me I should go and speak with a recruiter at the Air Force, and I'd done that, and at that time it was a 2-year waiting list for females in the Air Force. So the Air Force recruiter told me if I was really wanting to join just any branch of the military, I should probably go and speak to somebody in the Coast Guard. So I went and I spoke to a recruiter there, and they was like, well, how soon are you wanting to go? I was like, well, maybe, you know, let me think about this for a minute. And he said, so I did, and that's how I ended up really in the Coast Guard.
What year was that?
1982.
Okay. That was a 2-year waiting. Mm-hmm. What type of opportunities did they talk about, experiences as far as things you could do in the Coast Guard? Did you get into that, or you just kind of said, well, you went back and thought about it and said, I'll join?
Pretty much just went and said, I'll join. Because really, I had no idea what they had to offer me.
Okay. Well, did you have a lack of water? I mean,
Well, believe it or not, once I got started speaking to my recruiter, he did ask me to know how to swim, and I told him no. He said, oh, don't worry, they'll teach you. And I did end up spending probably about an extra 3 weeks in basic training, just learning how to swim.
Okay. So where did you go for basic training?
Cape May, New Jersey.
Okay. How long was that? How many weeks?
I think it's normally, what, nine weeks? So I was there about 12.
What was it like?
It was a real experience for me. After I was able to realize what actually was going on, it was all right. I had no problems with basic training, other than the fact that the swimming was holding me back from moving forward. But finally, once I accomplished that, I was fine with it.
What was the makeup of your classmates? Was it mostly men, women, white, black?
Mostly white male.
Okay. Any African American females?
Probably, I'd say maybe at least 3 or 4 that was in my class.
And about how many were in your class?
I don't know. I'm guessing now, but I would probably say about 25 maybe.
Okay. So you completed basic training, graduated. What was the next step?
After I graduated from there, my first duty station was Alexandria, Virginia. That was a base where the National Honor Guard was kept.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if the Honor Guard had to be at the White House to do different parades for the president and things like that, then part of my job was, like, transporting these guys back and forth. And we were, like, at an area where it was pretty much just like a big, I would say, just like a park, and we had to be responsible for keeping it clean, okay, because we had, you know, a lot of dignitaries to come there,
okay,
and things like that.
Okay. What about when you were, so when you got to the base, how was the makeup of the group? Was it again mostly white males?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did you was your schedule pretty regular? I mean, did you work certain hours every day? Was it 9 to 5 or
No.
You rotated like?
Yeah, okay. Rotated.
Okay. What did you do for fun?
Actually, it was the first time I had ever like lived in a big urban area, so a lot of times I had the opportunity to go out into the city and just see what DC was all about. And it was nice.
Do you ever recall any incidents, dignitaries coming, or any people that you got to come in contact with?
Oh gosh. Well, where we was, I mean, all the time, half the time, you know, I didn't even know who they were. It was like they was from foreign countries and things like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, being in the Coast Guard, did you have to go out on the water?
Okay, after I left Alexandria, Virginia, I went to Petaluma, California to get training in communications.
Okay.
So I was a radio.
What year was that?
It was a year later, about 83.
Okay. How long was the training?
That training, I think it was about 6 months training.
I don't know. And is that Southern California, Northern California, in between? What's it close to?
Oakland.
Northern, okay. Well, yeah.
Sort of like.
How long did you just stay out there for training, or did
just
you
for training?
Where did you go from there?
Okay, after I left training, then I was stationed on the Coast Guard cutter, the Galveston.
Wow. Now, what is that like? What does a Coast Guard cutter do?
That was a real experience. Our main job was to ensure safety out at sea. We were responsible for to keep the communications going between land, air, and land, air, and water.
Okay. Were you guys out 6 months at a time?
No.
Or did you come in and out on
no,
a daily basis, or?
Actually, I think probably about the longest that I ever stayed out really was for about a month, and that was, I don't know, it's because of the time that I went in. Sometimes they stayed out longer. And sometimes they stayed out much less, but I think about the longest I stayed out was 4 months.
Well, did it take you long to get your sea legs?
Yes, it did. I stayed seasick quite a bit.
Okay. Were there ever any emergencies types of things that you all had to respond to? Or
yes. Well, actually, let me back up there.
Okay.
I went to a small boat station. I went to the small boat station, I guess, before I actually went to Petaluma. And at the small boat station, we done search and rescue. So there was always some kind of crisis going on there where we had to actually go out and
save somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was continuous. But back to the big ship, or the biggest ship, the Gallatin, we done a lot of drug bust. So it was pretty intense sometimes. We've had vessels to fire at us, you know, and
okay.
And we put out fires, big fires and things like that, so it was exciting.
Were you ever out there in rough storms?
We were on the big boat, but more when I was at the small boat station, I was more affected by being out in the storm in a little bitty boat.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay. Now, how long were you on the Gallatin?
2 years, about 2.5 years, actually.
What was the makeup of the crew there? Was it mostly white males?
Yep.
Any other African American women? Old men?
Yeah, we had, let me see, we had maybe three. Usually it was just about three at the boats at any given time. You know, we had different ones come off and.
Now, what would make, what was the total number of the crew?
I think it was like 110. It's about 110. And then out of the 110, it was no more than 15 females.
Did you ever experience any racial incidents?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Anytime. Yeah.
It was when I was stationed in Alexandria, Virginia. It was sort of a small incident, but you could tell that I just felt it was just like racially, you know, based at the time. But certain things was like with our hair, we could wear, like, the maximum we could wear was like 2 braids in our hair and things like that, you know.
Okay.
And different radio stations that we could listen to while we was working, it was usually the white stations that, you know. If you wanted to turn on your station, then you would come with a, you know, a confrontation would follow that, you know, like,
okay,
you know,
okay,
things
okay.
like that. And so, like I said, it wasn't really that major, but, you know, you felt it.
So what do you think, okay, let's get back to, okay, 2.5 years on the Gallatin, where did you go from there?
On the Gallatin? Okay. Actually, the Gallatin was the last place that I was stationed. But on the Gallatin, we was able to, most of the time we spent was in the Bahamas. It wasn't that bad. So that's where we done, like, most of our drug bust and our
I take it you got to spend some time on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Your free time here and there.
Yeah, it was an experience I'll never forget. It was wonderful. But, and we did get to travel to Scotland. I got to go to Scotland.
On the Gallatin?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I think it was a real good experience for me.
What was the purpose of the trip?
It was all search and seizure.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah. So that pretty much led me to where I am now, because after I got into communications and on the boat, it was just strictly, you know, mostly law enforcement, things like that. I was just, I just like law enforcement. I'm like, well, this is where I want to be in law enforcement.
Okay.
So when I got out of the military, that's when I decided to go back to school and get my degree in law enforcement. It's sort of led me here.
Okay, well, what do you do?
Okay, here I work in domestic violence. I work with victims of domestic violence. I may have to go to court with them sometimes, and that's where sort of like my law enforcement background falls in.
Okay.
We just help them in any kind of way that possible to meet the basic food, shelter, clothing, and things like that. Safety is the main thing.
Okay. So, looking back at your military experience, do you see it as a positive thing? And overall, what is your opinion of the military?
Oh, I definitely see it as a positive experience for me.
And you think it's a good opportunity for minorities?
Oh, yeah.
To get some, find out what they want to do and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish there was like more programs to help minorities once they get out of the military.
Okay.
More development, that would be helpful.
Well, those are pretty much concludes our interview. Do you have any other comments or anything?
No.
Yes, you'd like to say?
No.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And look forward to working and getting you into the exhibit if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right. This concludes our interview.